In 2008, more than 60% of Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. It's a law that's currently being challenged in court by six gay couples and the gay rights group Equality Florida. Attorney General Bondi says if she's asked to defend the state's gay marriage ban, she'll do it. Just as she'd defend medical marijuana were it to be passed, even though she now opposes it.
I already said I'm not going to vote for it, but I'll defend the lawsuit because that's my job as Attorney General.
But some AGs like Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring say they won't defend their state's same-sex marriage ban. And Florida State University law professor Frenita Tolson says that's within their rights.
Similar to the federal government, state attorney generals have enforcement discretion. So think about how Eric Holder and the Obama administration said that they wouldn't defend the Defense of Marriage Act. So very similar, state attorney generals can decide that they also will or will not enforce state law.
She adds it's similar to how attorneys general around the country were split over defending so-called Obamacare.
So there's a constitutional interpretation element to it. It's not that they're deciding just as a matter of right that they don't have to enforce state law. It's only because they think that the law is unconstitutional.
Gay marriage bans across the country are being challenged in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn the Defense of Marriage Act. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.